All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. We have a wonderful show going on today. We started off with Christone Kingfish, and then we had some Tabinois. We had we started in Mississippi, went to Louisiana, and for the last part of the show here, I discovered a guy Monday. His name is Josh Smith. Pretty common name there, but I had no idea who he was. I got to reading about him. And the first thing that caught my eye is his Guitar Magazine ranked him the number 16 best blues guitarist on the planet alive today. Well, that's pretty good. And I think it was Blues Music put him in the top 15. They didn't rank. They just put their top 15 guitarists in there. So that's pretty good. So I was like, I'm going to give this guy a listen. Well, the first thing I noticed is pretty much everything he plays is instrumental. Well, at least every song I can find anyway. But let's get right into Mr. Josh Smith here. A fabulous guitarist. You hear a lot of jazz in his playing. And just a very talented young man. Here is another cover of Ray Charles, Drowning My Own Tears.
Thank you.
There's Mr. Josh Smith with Ray Charles, Drowning My Own Tears. A lot of tracks going on that cut right there. I hear a lot of horns, I hear the bass, I hear a lot of keyboards. And speaking of tracks, not only is he a very talented musician, he's also a very talented recording engineer, a mixer. He owns his own studio in Los Angeles, California. I think it's called Flat 5 Studios. And to prove how good he has recorded, produced, mixed, and mastered albums for Reese Winans, Eric Gales, Joanne Shaw Taylor, Larry McRae, and Joe Bonamassa. So now he's a musician. He's a pretty smart guy. That's a pretty impressive resume right there, because those guys are pretty particular about their recording, especially Mr. Joe Bonamassa. If you're going to produce one of his albums and mix it in your studio, you best be pretty good. So that's a pretty good endorsement for his studio right there. Let's hear some more Josh Smith. I like the name of this song here, Hair Flip. There's Hair Flip, Mr. Josh Smith. That song went to the top of the blues charts, believe it or not. Sounds pretty much like jazz to me. As a matter of fact, I can hear some Charlie Parker in his guitar playing. Very fine young musician, fine recording engineer, and produces and records a lot of albums, not only for himself, but other major blues and jazz artists. And let's get into another Josh Smith song right here. This song here won an award also. It is called Propulsion. There's Mr. Josh Smith. I don't care what you say right there. That's just showing off. That had almost a country bebop sound to it, almost rockabilly. And that's the first time we featured him on this show. And the first time I heard him, you know, was just a few days ago. And that's what this show is all about. We're going to hear people that we never heard of before. And we discover new people. As I research for this show, I'm all the time discovering new artists. And I can't get enough of it. But hey, unfortunately, that's enough. That's about it for today's show. If you have any complaints, comments, requests, suggestions, log on to WVFFradio.com and let us know what you think. If you want to come into the studio and talk some blues with us, let us know. Even better yet, come out here to Pumpkin Girl Lane on Highway 61. Come hang out. And doors always open. Well, 9 to 5, doors always open. Knock first, of course. All right, that's it for today's program. I can't thank you enough for listening. And hey, we'll see you next week on Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.